コンコートーク。Aloha everyone. Thank you very much for listening to this program. コンコートーク is a program where people in the コンコ face talk about various topics. The thoughts and opinions we share on this program may differ from yours, but we hope that you will enjoy and learn something new.Perhaps we'll learn something new that may affect our thoughts, behaviors, and our actions for the better. Our different backgrounds, religions, thoughts, and culture provide the diversity that strengthens our community. Just like biodiversity is essential for a healthy planet Earth. I am Koichi Konko from the Konko Mission of Honolulu. Joining me are Amy and Anna. We have a special guest today from our Konko Mission Wahiawa, Reverend Reiko Yano.Hi, everyone. How are you doing today?
Good. Very fine.
Good.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for joining us, Reiko-sensei.
So
today's topic is our founder, Ikigami Konko Daiji. I believe Konko Kyo is unique, but also there's a many similarity with other religions, the faith, because of our founder. And I realized that we call Kyoso in Japanese. Kyoso is Kyo is teaching. The soul is like a root, the roots of our teaching. And that's, I think, kind of unique that we learn from his teaching and we start to believe kami or a faith. I think we are believers, Konko faith. So I'd like to talk about our founder, Ikigami Konko Daiji. First of all, I'd like to ask everybody, what kind of image you have for Ikigami Konko Daiji, your founder? What kind of image you have?
An image.
Is he a special person or not? Because he was just a farmer. At the time, almost 90% of population are farmer. He's one of them, 150, 60 years ago in Japan. And he grew up and raised in a small village as a farmer. And he practiced faith. He experienced many difficulties while he was able to gain property as a farmer.Eventually, he initiates Konko faith. So when he was born, he was an ordinary person. But when he died, he was a very special person. And he said, not himself, but everybody can be like him, receive a blessing like him. He's not the special person. He said, we can be all special person like him. Any thought, any image, Reiko-sensei?
Yeah, 本当に。Yeah, I am reading now, founder's biography, a new biography.
Mm-hmm.
More deep, I can understand more deeper about the founder. Ordinary people, encounter many hardships, like, children passing, or kind of disaster coming out, or any really hardships encounter. So people,kind of like, at that time, the evil spirit が、まあ、根人様、like、something, 悪いものが、something,
evil deity.
Evil deity makes kind of like hardships っていうかね。だから何をするんでも、days and direction っていうか、日柄法要はもう本当に着実に見ながらするのが、信心。だって we follow that.この、at that time's, この何かな、rules
and social norms.
Yeah, そうそう。if follow that way, then, 信心ができている。なんか、we are faith person, right? でも、founder also really encounter seven deaths, っていうかね。So three children, and then stepfather, stepbrother, and then cow, two oxen, died.And moreover, この only 17 years ぐらいの間に、1836 to 1853, that time, also the parents, biological parents also died. So actually, seven people he encountered death, っていうかね、family, among the family deaths ね。So, 本当に truly,Only one child died, でも、it's so 寂しいけどね。
Mm-hmm.
shocked ね。でも、found out 本当に one after another, so encounter だから、family's death ね。So, 本当に evil spirits が何かやってるみたいな感じでね。He followed 本当に忠実に is the he followed うん precisely に follow the days and direction and でも still disaster っていうか sadness sad happen is that kind of encounter ね、mm-hmm. why どうしてだろうかどうしてだろうかとずっと思っていましたね he thought でも he foundそれってこう、human centered idea, days and direction ね。それに気づくというか、気づかされる。When he became 42 years old and going to be, almost die ね。First time at that time, 極限の状態の中でっていうかね。なんていうかね。
When he reaches the,
なんていうかね。
極限 means, more like, you're stuck. You're at a dead end.And you have absolutely no way to resolve your problems.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the founder also encountered that, or he had to encounter, you know, having one child die is sad enough. But having seven people in his family, three children, and two precious cattle, and his stepfather, stepfather and
stepbrother
die was tremendously depressing.
極限の状態で神様に会えるのね。
いやいや。
When he encountered a 極限っていうかもう、ああ、もうどうもならない。Give up. もうどうしよう。Such a moment we could meet 神様ね。
I guess people become so desperate that they have no other way to hang on to life, to hang on to 神様。
それってみんな、everyone, same じゃないかな。normal people ってそういうことじゃないかなと思いますね。such a way ね。で、encounter the 神様 or go to church ね。to how to do, what to do ね。それで、その時に first time 神様とコミュニケーションができましたね。found a good communication. So, such a person, 私と同じ。same feeling as founder と私とに何か same ordinary person ね。みんな、everyone encountered so hardship and they faced 神様ね。でも、faced 神様で、そこからが違う。神様とのコミュニケーション。そう、私も神様のようになれるかな。なれる、みんななれるんだなと思う。Everyone can be,founder, そういう founder, そういう道を開いてくれた人、なんていうか。
founder, 金剛大臣 basically paved the way where,
how to become a,
how to become a 生き神、how to become a living
神様 life, 自分も助けて人も助けて。
It's all in the kilten. If we can follow that to the teeth, then we can become like the founder, but it's hard for us to even listen to one teaching in the kilten. To start, maybe we could just begin by listening.
Sorry.
By focusing on one teaching in the Kyoten sacred scriptures and maybe try to follow that teaching.
Yeah, I think, Kunko Daijin was, you know, they say he's an ordinary farmer.
So.
But obviously he's not an ordinary person. I don't think an ordinary person would have hit rock bottom, like you said, what is it?
Kyokugen? Rock bottom, that's the word.
Hitting rock bottom, right, is what they say in English, hitting rock bottom. Normally when a person hits rock bottom, I think the normal response would be to hit, you know, go into a depression and kind of give up on life. But, you know, Kyoso-sama, he kind of went the opposite way, right? He kind of, he opened up his heart more so that he could receive the messages from Kami-sama. And so that in itself, I feel like he's not an ordinary person. Just an ordinary
person. Never thought about that.
Yeah. Because I mean, I think like if I were in his position, you know, and I lost seven family members, I would just give up on life. I'd be like, what? Why is this happening to me? What am I here for? Why? why is this all happening to me? I don't understand. I must not, you know, life must not be that great to be around. So I'm going to, I think I'll just take myself out of the equation. But not Kongo Daijin. He just, he was able to take that rock bottom and turn himself around and really open himself up to Kami's message. So
That's so true.
I think I forgot to explain about who is Kongo Daijin founder. I should, at least he was born in 1814 in Japan, currently Okayama Prefecture, to west near Osaka. He would train maybe hour and a half. He was a just farmer. He was born in Kandori family. But when he was 12 or 13 years old, he adopted into the Kawate family nearby. And he took over his family head, the father as a family head when he was 23 and get married. And at the time, adopted son, he have a mission to succeed his family lineage and need to hopefully gain the properties, prosperity from generation to generation. So he worked so hard. He was able to gain his property twice as much. However, he also experienced hardships like they call a seven death at the time. It's the evil Konjin curse. If commit irreverence to Konjin, Konjin mad and kill seven people in his family. If you don't have seven people in his family, kill the pets or cattle or horses. And he experienced that. He lost seven family members. And he also got very sick when he was 42. It's called Yakudoshi, unlucky year. And then he met actually a kami at the time, or a deity, first time. And then eventually he was able to communicate with the deity and devoted himself to follow what deity told him when he was 46 years old, and devoted himself to the Toritsugi mediation. It's called Toritsugi, sitting in the Okekai in the worship hall all day long, and whoever come share the teaching or pray for them. Until 70 years old, he died when he was at 70. He passed away 1883 at age 70. That's a brief history. Anything to add?
Yeah. So the founder was born on September 29, 1814, and passed away on October 10, 1873.
October 10, 1883. Do you know
Toyama
no Kin-san? Yeah. You know the Sakura Fubuki?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
When he was alive, our founder was born already. So there's a many historical people who are alive when founder was alive. I don't know in the U.S., but they're very interesting to know 200 years ago, yeah? And also, interesting is that his brother, younger brother, became a founder of other religion. Actually, he started practicing his faith before a founder. And the founder was almost like a member of his religion. That's kind of unique that in one family, but two different religions born.
Oh, Kandori Konkokyo. Is that Kandori?
Yes. Kandori Konkokyo.
Restrictly, Shigemon-sama, believe Konjin-sama, right? Page and direction, we follow, right? But Kandori Konkokyo is not Konko. Is it like an offshoot?
Kandori Kyo previously, I think Kandori Kyo the previous name was established first. And then founder attended. Helped his brother. His brother was founder.
Yeah.
And then he also started his way. It's a little bit different. So two different religions.
Basically,
that's interesting. So then Kwonko Kyo is actually, would you say that he originally started, well, I mean, like there, from my understanding, is that Kwonko Daijin started off believing in Konjin, but not in the same way that other people Yeah. Where he wasn't afraid of Konjin like everyone was, right?
Because Konjin was so powerful, deity, evil, some people start to think, oh, the evil but powerful Konjin, I should follow what he said, try to close instead of avoid Konjin. And it's like Onouta, I forgot his name, but the one who started worship Konjin, the deity. And I think that he, Shigemon, his brother, influenced by those thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting side story. But he, the founder, actually was a member, almost like a member of his brother's faith. So he experienced other member and to support his brother. And also he became a founder. Although he, we don't know if he considered himself as a founder of a religion, one religion, but he just wanted to save people, I believe. He just waited people who in trouble. Later on, we call him founder. I think Reverend Tossensen mentioned that probably he didn't think he considered himself as a founder of the religion.
That younger brother, Shigemon-sama?
No, the founder, Konkokyo founder. Ikigami Konko Daijin.
Possessed, ne? After founder, 42, going to die, more, almost, throat ailment, Then he could contact first time the, Konjin-sama, ne? And then, he got a hoi bakari mitete, sore de sunda to omou ka, to go, ne? So people were, sunda to omou, って言っても, founder は、yeah, I don't think, it's not enough, と、he said, ね。After that, first time, 神様と、コンジ様と、コミュニケーション、he did communicate. Then, 神がかりが、younger brother possessed,
or he caused it.
Yeah, no, シゲーモン様、ハンドリ。ね、ですね、こいつ。
シゲーモンさん。
ね、いや、クレイジーみたいになるでしょ。気違いのようになって。
うん、
自分の宮を建ててくれと。そう、シゲモンさんのボイス、マウス、コンジン様、talk to, ask to founder, コンコ様、to build the コンジンズ shrine かね。ね。それで、わかりましたっていうことで、シゲモンさんのところに行くね。He will go to,younger brother, Shigemon house, because Shigemon さん possessed, ね。So, Konjin 様が話すない、宮を建ててくれという、お家を建ててくれ。わかりました。で、それで Shigemon さんのハウス、マカンドリ根高橋のベーシックなハウス、built, ね。ですか？あんですか？
ね。It was a interesting episode. The first, his brother possessed of a Konjin, and the Konjin, he was like kind of crazy, right? That just like a record sensei said. He said, can you do me a favor to founder, our founder? And if somebody asks you, can you do me a favor? You say, oh, what? Mm-hmm. What you want to do? Usually, right? But he said, okay, I do whatever you want before ask his brother what kind of favor you like, what kind of favor you have for me. He said, okay, I do it. And basically, his brother Shigemon said, I don't have money. Give me money to, I need to build a shrine for me. You give me money. And he said, okay, I do my best. That's an interesting episode that before his brother, people thought he was just crazy. So don't need to listen. Just he was crazy because he possessed some kind of a mental problem. But founder, Ikigami Konko died and said, okay, I help you. I pay money.
で、after built, Shigemon 様と、Konjin の社、the shrine of the Konjin, and that, Shigemon younger brother served, ね。で、founder は、時々、sometime go to Shigemon 様の、church, っていうか、まあ、広前、and then, kind of seeking program じゃないけど、worship to Shigemon の広前ね。
I think so. He brought some Osonai offering too, right?
Yeah. And one episode, it has, before mother found out Konko Daijin, during the Shigemon Hiromae, he go to, the wife was pregnant, and then wife, no, during the pregnant, he's morning sickness or something, feeling so not good. Then, when he went to found a Chiremon-sama no Konjin no Yashiro, that church, my church, shrine, the Konjin-sama said, anata no wife ga, この子供を、このと、たくさん、many children has. So, 何ミスキャリーしたでしょうか
?You wanna abort.
Abort. She want to abort. That's why, feeling not good. Then, the founder didn't know, but, when go to Shigemon, shrine, then, through Shigemon 様、Konjin 様、notice, tell, founder. Then, after return to, house, found out in that house, and why ask his wife, Tose-sama, 本当か That is true か Yes! って、そういうことしないで、心配せずに産みなさい。Don't worry that, raise the children. Then, after that, Tose-sama, really, kind of, relief.
Which child was that that was born?
ちょっと覚えてない。
Was it the last one?
No, not the last one.No, not last one. まだ、young, So, とにかく、本人様とのメッセージがするハンドリ様、シゲモンを通して。
そう、シゲモンさん is like, he was like a, a fortune teller. He could see,
そう、何かね、ファウンダーのブラザー、みんな何かそういう、スピリチュアルな、すごく
非常にメッセージ
です。まあ、とにかく、before becoming, 根拠大臣、he has, before establishment 根拠 division, that means, 1859, October 21 is lunar calendar, and, nowadays, Gregorian calendar is,November 15, before that, founder connected, communicate, Konjin-sama. Later on, Konjin-sama becoming Tenchi, Kaneno Kansama. So, if we have a message from Kaneka directly, message we receive, I think I am follow. Demo, founder received a message, but the bottom of the, 何この、極限の状態なんていうか、ボトムオブザ、ロック。
At rock bottom.
Rock bottom. 神様とコミュニケーション、can communicate, we can or not, we don't know. founder could ね。そこが、that part is ちょっと different. when he was small, the parents really religious.、お父さん too.お父さんは、ファウンダー、そう、体が弱かった。weak body when he was childhood. But, every time, he carried the backside, carried the, founder, and then go to shrine and temple, always, prayer, to recover or healthy, become healthy child. So really religious,
spiritual.
Yeah, spiritual. So, that's the part.carry, というか、founder, carry religious personality, とかね。
Founder was a person that tried to follow the days and directions to the teeth. You know, he even went to Onomutsuemon, the village head, and to get recommendations on which days to build, like, sheds, like bathrooms and different things around the house. And he would direct him.What day, what direction he should face when having this building certain things. And the founder supposedly followed everything to the teeth, yet he had to make 7 graves. And he realized at the age of 42, at the brink of his death, that he was actually causing a really big irreverence. Unknowingly, he didn't realize he was instead, like, by following the days and directions,he was actually insulting Kami-sama. It's like, why are you trying to avoid me? From Kami-sama's perspective, from Konjin's perspective, he'll be like, why are you guys all trying to avoid me? Why are you making me the bad guy? And, you know, Konjin-sama, the founder,
we finally realize that the Kwanjin-sama is not an evil deity, but was this huge life force that controls everything, that gives us life and takes it away, and not something evil.
Mm-hmm.
And that just by avoiding Kwanjin in the first place was one of the biggest irreverences that he finally realized.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he said, you know what, forget about days and directions. All days are good. There are no such thing as good days or bad days to have weddings or ceremonies. People are born and they don't choose the day they're born. You know, it might fall on a bad day, who knows? But as long as the sun, you know, comes up and sets every day, then it's a good day. The founder to tell everybody that message.
Oh, yeah. People, 감사마, 감사마 というものは、그러니까, 뭐지かな?おかげをくれるものっていうか、神様を利用している。
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So,
そして、何かもう、たたり神のようなね。
Yeah,
evil spirit だったら逃げとけ。変わらぬ神にたたりなしというね。Yeah, yeah. 逃げとけ、避けとけ。そういうコンセプト。such a concept. People's concept ね。そうだ、神様。That is wrong. Basically, 神様 give us everything. That's why we can survive. We are exist. That the point founder 気づく realize.
Yeah, so like the founder pretty much realized that there is no evil under the heaven and earth. Like, you know, within heaven and earth, there is no evil. So he's basically the one that who took away that the label for Kwanjin being an evil deity, and instead the one that a really benevolent kamisama, benevolent energy that gives life and provides for us in every way that we can think of. And Konko Daijin was also the one who realized that, you know, there's a lot of shrines and temples in Japan. Even there's a lot of roadside shrines too. And people pray desperately, especially during like epidemics. Like in the founder's time, they had like the smallpox epidemic, the cholera epidemic, and later on there was like the tuberculosis epidemic, but that's later on. But people really relied on those roadside shrines for a kit, like a cure, so they can get better. And when people rely on God, in these desperate times, that's all they're relying on, like for a cure. And then with all that sincerity, all that energy going towards praying, they do receive blessings. People receive blessings. Yet, when they're done being cured, you know, like, or when someone does bless you with good health again, people forget. And it won't even take a week and people will just go back to the way they were, arrogant, a lot of blessings. And they would even forget the times that they were very desperate. And that is the committing irreverence unknowingly in the way the founder, so which will lead to repeated misfortune, same things happening to you over and over again. And it's basically like the universe telling you, wake up, you gotta change your ways.
So basically, he was able to wake up and change, reform his way of thinking and the attitude so that he was able to gain the trust from what the deity.
Mm-hmm. You know, the least people can do, because, you know, in New Year's, people go to like, the Zaifuten Mangu or like the shrines, and you know, they throw in their few coins into the offertory box, ring the bell, clap their hands twice and pray for a year's worth of blessings. And to Kami-sama, I'm pretty sure it's like an insult to him, you know. It's like, wow, a few cents for a year's worth of blessings. Wow. It's like an insult. And furthermore, the whole year is good, yet no one comes at the end of the year. They don't come back, return on December 31st to the shrines or temples and say, you know what? I had a good year. I'm still alive. I'm still kicking. I want to give thanks to you. People don't come back and ring the bell. People don't come back to offer the few cents that they did at the beginning of the year. And if maybe they do that, then things will be a little bit different. Then that means they acknowledge Kami-sama, at least, you know, the blessings that they give in comments.
So if we do what he did, he tried to communicate with Kami-sama and follow up. Even though we received blessing, we continue to communicate. Thank you. I have another request. Oh, thank you very much. I got blessing. Thank you. If you do so, we can be like a him. Same trust from Kami-sama. Same scenery we can see. It's like a climbing up the high mountain. Do you have any other episode to share? Amy, do you know any episode of a founder? Kami-konko Daijin.
Any episodes of a founder? I'm embarrassed to say no. I don't really, none really come to mind.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you were to meet Konko Daijin right here, like he was our special guest, what would you say to him? What would you say to him?
Awesome.
I want to hear what everyone would say. What would you say?
Arigatou shika nai ne. So shitara anata no ichi ga kakarimashou ka.
Gosh, I don't know. Yeah, I would thank him, but then I would also ask him how. How was it that you were able to take your hitting rock bottom, and how were you even able to think of communicating with Kami-sama? How were you even able to hear anything that Kami-sama had to say to you? And then I think I would also ask him what is his explanation of any pandemic? Why are we going through this? What does this all mean? What are we supposed to learn from it? I think that's what I would ask him.
How about Koichi Sensei? What would you ask? What would you say to Konko Daiji?
I could say, I think he was like a little bit chubby, and he was losing hair, round face. I think I kind of happy to see his face, and you know, when you see him, we like to see him because what kind of appearance he had. There's a few drawing because actually founder didn't want anybody to take a pictures or drawing. So somebody met him, and later on the painter or artist drawer made a portrait to try to use their image, their memory. So that's what we have. And that looks like the Amy's uncle, yeah?
Chigusa.
My uncle.
Yes, Reverend Chigusa from Hutsukai
really?
Church. Very resemble.
Oh.
Kind of looks like a Buddha then.
Like the hair and the shape. But people say that he seems kind, but same time very strict. Totally two different characters he has, and those people who was young at the time, like a girl, and also who have the education shared almost the same impression when they met Konko Daijin. So I like to experience that and the person he was. I like to observe him. Sometimes I wonder why Konko Daijin was. Konko Daijin was born in Japan, in Okayama at the time, 1814. That's any necessity? Or because of the culture or time, that's why he was able to develop trust from the Kami-sama or deity, Ikigami, about God, the divine parent of the universe. We talk about, he could born in the US, so he could born in Europe, Africa. But same time, is there any necessity? He talk about like ayo kakeo, just the accent, local words, waga kokoro, those the teaching influenced by culture, the Shinto and Buddhism. That's a revelation time, restoration time, Meiji restoration. And Okayama prefecture, very gentle place, I could say. Typhoon doesn't hit most of the time. Not too much rain, not too cold. Kind of hot. That's the many beautiful natures, and he was a farmer.
Yeah, that goes back to the point of he in he was just an ordinary farmer. Like they say, he's just an ordinary farmer. But then why him? Why did Kami-sama choose him to deliver the message to all of us? Right? Why would it be him? Why not some New Yorker living in Brooklyn, or you know? Or why not some farmer in the middle of Idaho? Or why not why not some hula dancer in Hawaii, you know? So I think there's, he definitely had something special, and he was very, it seems like his life, from his upbringing, from, you know, from his parents being religious to him being a farmer and being very in touch with nature around him, being very in tune with the natural cycle of things, that all kind of helped him to better receive Kamisama's word, I feel like. Then maybe, and so there's, I think definitely there was something special in Konko-sama, in Konko Daijin.
Really sincere person.
このようなおじこはどこにもいないってね、神様は said.
Yeah, there is, in the 立教神殿, yeah. There isn't anybody as sincere and conscientious as the founder. So, well, in today's times, maybe like, if he did what he did, some of the things, people might think he's crazy.
Right.
And they think, well, and I think nowadays, there's a lot of people that are put into, you know, institutions, because they had or did done crazy things, or really unordinary things. But I think that maybe some of those people are, you know, can actually communicate with the life force, you know? And maybe they're not as crazy as they think they are. Maybe they can communicate, and maybe like the next Messiah was actually was there. But people thought he was crazy, and he just put him in institutions. Who knows? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Founder, crazy person は crazy じゃない。Founder, in the Tokyo Temple Kai, the Kichigai, people, 神様が乗りに来ると。
When you get possessed?
Yeah. So, yeah, regularly, I ordinarily crazy act, crazy, 怖い怖いと思う。After reading Konko Kyoken, Konko Kyoken script, crazy is, I wonder, 神様 possessed かなと。Something he bring us a message. But the viewpoint I have changed through the Konko Kyoken. So founder also look like a crazy. Crazy. Kamisama found to the founder. Kamisama asked the founder, "This do this, do this, this." って言うでしょ?
Yeah, yeah.
全部 crazy みたいな。Regular person だったら。yeah, yeah.
Like go out into the fields without any slippers, sandals.
寒い時ね。
And then just frost on the ground.
So cut that after grass cutting, so so on のところ裸足で歩けとかね。いろんなオーダーが神様オーダー founder to try it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sincerity っていうかな何かわからない I don't know.
There's like 神様 was testing his sincerity.
Yeah, そうそうそう。
Like there's so even an episode where there's even an episode where 神様 tells the founder tonight don't use a mosquito net.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And those days there were swarms and swarms of mosquitoes. And the founder was especially sensitive to mosquito bites. So he was like, oh no, I wonder what's going to happen. But he still followed Kamisama's order. And he was hardly bitten the next morning.
Not bitten, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if not bitten, then the 当時あの稲
the rice harvest.
Rice に虫がつく。
It was like a premonition.
Yeah. それが、オイルをいっぱい入れるね。Regular people put the oil to eliminate the eliminate bug. But founder の field は入れるな Don't put the oil. でも social norm every farmer put the oil, then eliminate the bug. The founder, Kamisama said to founder, not supposed to put the oil. だから if それが fail になると失敗すると。もう、バグが多
い。Lose a lot of cash crop.
Yeah, I found that also. And the next door の、てかまあ、next の人の、隣の人の田んぼまで、really, really affected. でも、神様オーダー、he listened to. でも、神様 said, if nighttime mosquito but do not so affect, it's okay.
It's a sign that his crop is going to be okay.
神様は using through the mosquito とか bug とかね。それ interesting, very.
And even for like his barley that he just cut,
he just cut his barley and he was stowing it away already in these bags, which is unthinkable because like all those weevils are going to swarm it and it's going to like, you know, get moldy if you don't dry it first. But Kami-sama told him to do that. So he says, okay. So he did exactly that and it was okay. And people who saw him were like, oh, man, he's crazy. And then, but there was a man that was like, oh, if he's doing it, maybe I should do it too. And he copied the founder and he ended up with many, many bugs in his throat. So people could try to copy the founder, but that lesson teaches us that you cannot copy a man's sincerity,
a heart, your heart
sincerity. Yeah, the faith, the faith of a person.
So many kind of crazy, like, founder, always, achieved.
Always listened.
That's why 神様 trust founder. こんな氏子はいないというぐらい。
I think we receive, everybody receives signs or like a message from the universe, but we don't pay attention to it. Or we don't take it seriously. We might think like a idea pops up and we're like, nah, it's not going to work. Nah, I don't think so. But then, hey, that might have been Kami-sama's way of saying, hey, you should try this. Even though some things may seem crazy.
Yeah.
Just give it a try because you got that message and maybe it'll lead you into the right direction.
Yeah.
I hope I found it.
It's like Leiko Sensei said, people choose what they want to listen to. They can hear it, but they choose.
そこが違うね、ファウンダーと。
I will listen if 神様 deity say that for sure. Oh, you should do this, that. Okay, I do whatever you say. But I don't know who said. Maybe I said. Maybe somebody else has said.
Yeah. Koichi Sensei wants a banner that says, 神様 said. The loudspeaker system and
You're right.
We want it to be a definite message, but it's never that loud. I think it was Oprah that says, the universe always whispers.
Amy-san.
And then it becomes a little bit louder when you don't listen to it. And then it comes a little bit louder. Yeah. And then pretty soon you're slapped upside the head with the message.
Yes. That's true. Hontou ni.
Yeah, I saw this Facebook meme and said, if the same crazy stuff happens to you three times, that means the universe is still checking to see if you're an idiot.
Yeah, 本当に神様 always sending us a message, but we do not accept and reject.
And if we keep rejecting them,
My selfishness.
And it's not Kami-sama punishing. That's the thing that I want people to understand, that Kami-sama doesn't intend to punish people.
Yeah.
Only give lessons so we can become better.
Nope.
Because Kami-sama is like an ideal parent where Kami-sama is very understanding and loving to, and only wants the children to be happy.
So
Kami would never let the precious children to encounter suffering. Never. If we do suffer, then that's on us. We are basically choking ourselves. We basically dig our own grave when bad things happen. Because you've been pre-warned many times, I think. People that don't listen.
That's easy. Follow that. Easy. That's like chooses. これだけはみたいな。まあ、ファウンダーだからね。まあ、オーディナリー、プラス、オリジナル。But basically, 違う。違うんです。
Yeah, his parents were extraordinary. Like the dad, he always take Bunji, or like the founder, on his back, carried him on his back to visit his shrines and temples very often, so often that his father's kimono would be all torn up by the shoulders because he carried Bunji. And that's how faithful the father was. and his mother as well. Very kind and caring and loving.
Even adopted, Bunji-san adopted, family.
Yeah, he was adopted.
They have, he had the four parents, a biological parent and an adopted parent. I think both are great. At the time, the both farmer and the poor, and the biological parents have eight children. Yeah, and that's unusual. Usually, when you check the like a family register, it's a four per family.
Oh.
Usually, father, mother, one child, or maybe two child. Or maybe one grandparent or two parents. So the average is four, maybe five. But his biological parents have eight children, so 10 people in family. Because they couldn't raise children because they're poor. They don't have enough money to raise. So they cannot have more than like two or three. But they did. Eight. I think that's a very, very meaningful how much they love children. How much they want to raise children. And I think they couldn't. At the time, it's okay to kill a baby. Put the wet cloth on the mouth and let die, let them die, the baby die. They don't consider that's a murder because they need it to survive. They raise all children. But that's, I think, telling us how much they are kind people.
So how did the founder come to be adopted then? I mean, like, what? How did they decide him to be adopted? Did his other siblings get adopted out too then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hikosuke-san.
Hikosuke was also adopted.
Oh, I didn't know that. About the family.
And then Shigemon, the other brother, founder of Kandori, he wasn't adopted, but actually his wife, family didn't have any success at the time. His wife's brother was so young, so he moved into their family and helped the family until the brother was brother-in-law, so his brother-in-law become adult.
Mm-hmm.
So after, Shigemon-san went back to the Kandori later on. So, the Kandori Kandori headquarters near the Kandori family's home.
Yes.
There's a youngest brother, Heihachiro, but we don't know what happened to him. No record. But if you don't have any successors, they need the successors. So they like someone, and they are long distance relative. The biological parents and the adopted parents. I think they know each other.
So, yeah, all adopted, founder adopted, but toy, kind of like a far relationship, ne? Somehow related. So, first son will take over the land, but second, third, fourth, the man always kind of like a, founder also.
Yeah, if you are not successor, actually, you don't have any rights. I mean, you are a man and your second or third son, their life is pretty done.
Yeah.
Unless you get the family, they need a successor so you can adopt it. Because founder's uncle, adopted father, the brother, younger brother, nobody knows, but he helped founder's family as a brother. They help, not sovereign, but close to sovereign, that he have to help older brother, who is founder, Konko Daijin's father. Someone said the Konko Kyo is like a simple, plain, quiet faith because maybe founder the character, I think. But I think that's why there are many good characters. And I believe there are many similarities. I like
Founder personality.
Personality.
Yeah. 根拠教育 is how to live だからね。じゃあ、ファウンダーが生きたように生きるというかね。
You try to live the way the founder
did. Yeah, yeah, so.
So, yeah, you notice that in 根拠教 we don't go door to door to propagate the faith. Because the founder didn't do that. People come to see him. So, in that way, 根拠教 is kind of like quiet. We kind of keep to ourselves. But if you need help, you're more than welcome to.
でもおかげは tremendous.
Yeah, the blessings are really amazing.
Understand the founder.
It's like a really good restaurant that no one knows about.
そうそう、そんな感じですよね。なので。
There's no banner. But if you stumble upon it, it's like, wow, this is incredible.
Yeah. 昔昭和元年かな。1920s, マミチカイ。国語教の新、members group established. At that time, the headquarter から、片島幸喜先生 came, here in Hawaii, through the mainland to Hawaii to lecture to propagate the, 国語教、the, how the, how many members is there, かなんか調査、research っていうか、来ましたね。He came. At that time, theMany people got together to hear the, Katashima Koki sensei lecture. And then dramatically members increasing that time. And then one church member said, the Konkokyo Honolulu Church 5,000 members! They did. there were 5,000 members. He told me. So, wow. Kind of quiet.Long time ago, 90 years ago, tremendously people came here to, receive divine blessing, ね。
It's mostly spread word of mouth.
Konkokyo. だから、パワーがある、本当はね。
Yeah, so there is power.、
もっと頑張らなくて。もっと天地の大恩に生かされているというようなね。そういうところを、なんていうかな、分かってもらう、分からせていただくと。
Yes, there's many teaching episodes. Lastly, I'd like to ask about the perspective to the women, the gender.
Oh, yeah.
The founder said the women is closer to kami.
Yeah, rather
than men. And women is very important in family.
That's
very neat, I think.
So unique, ne? I think.Unique to move.
Very unique. You know, it's not like, man is the head of the household.
Many religions are
equally,
equally
important.
So.
How awesome is that?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, Konkokyo, about 4,000 people are the minister there, but the more than half the women
are more than half for the ministers.
So, founder really respect the founder.
Women.
Yeah. Now I know Karoja.
The woman is like the pillar of the household.
If
the woman is well grounded in the house,
then
the household will be very harmonious, loving and caring.
So, 女は神に近いと。
Women are closer to family.
Yeah, 本当に women's function close to 神様 function, ね。Because raise that child, and then feed the breast milk, and raise up the children. Just the same as 神様の function. Right. Women が賢くないとダメっていうか、信心は女からだというね。
He starts with the women. That's
a very amazing, as a man, I think he was really good listener and observer to women. Maybe like wife, very kind.So that he can get this kind of concept from Kami-sama, that the woman is close to Kami-sama, woman is very important. Women is the treasure of the world.
How many
people can think that way in, at the time, you know, 200 years ago, 100 years ago, people thought the man is better.
Man is high rank.
Remember one episode where a guest arrived at the founder's house, and then I guess the wife must have had a busy day, so she was resting in the living room or something with her head down like this on the table, and the guest thought that, wow, he doesn't even wake up the wife to greet me. You know, like he had that arrogant attitude. But the founder told him gently that, no, my wife, she worked pretty hard today, so she must be tired. And he just let her rest. He didn't be like, wake up, we have a guest, you have to greet him. He didn't do that. I really liked that episode. Really understood.
Yeah, that's a good episode.
Yeah,
there are many episodes, many things we can talk about. I think it's time to come. thank you very much, everybody. I hope you enjoyed today. Thank you very much for joining us today. And thank you very much, Reiko sensei.
Thank you so much.
So I'd like to conclude today. I hope to see you next time. Thank you very much. Mata aimashou. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. ありがとうございました。
Thank you so much.